Create your history so that as you're in your daily reading of Scripture and you read that verse, you go, oh, yeah. Oh, God, I'll never forget how you met me there. And something begins to happen. It's not your imagination recreating. It's the fact that you're meeting with the timeless one. I've described it to you before. I like having, you know, places where I've met with God through the years, you know. My life's history is on the pages of this book. I can take you to places I remember walking on the property in Weaverville, weeping before the Lord because of an ache in my heart, and the Lord spoke to me out of this chair. I met with this, it was a burning bush that day. He shaped my life. I remember walking in the back of the sanctuary, praying, the Lord opening up an entire chapter to me, unlike anything I'd ever had happen before, and it's affected. It was 1979, May, a Thursday afternoon of 1979. It's affected every day of my life since then. It was a burning bush. It was a moment where I turned aside and the Lord began to instruct me, and he's been instructing me ever since. History, just feeling so challenged because of a particular problem that just was so painful. I remember flying from New Zealand back to the U.S. In first class. Shall we give thanks? Shall we give thanks? Actually, it was a great thing. Yeah. Actually, I sat there weeping with a blanket over my head because of just so grieved over something. So grieved. And I remember opening my Bible because you got people all over the plane that have their papers from IBM and Apple, all their business projects and their great plans and architect drawings, all this stuff is everybody around me. And I've got my important building plans. I bring out my important papers. I'll never forget, I began to read in Psalms 25, and he spoke to me in every psalm for I think it was 7 or 8 psalms, maybe 9. He fed my soul for like the next hour. I would read it, and it was like Jesus was sitting in front of me, speaking into my being, into my person, with verse after verse, statement after statement. And so now, something happens, I can just go right to Psalms 25. You know, I've got history with God. I met with him there.
Yeah.
I can go to Ephesians 4 where the Lord spoke to me in the woods up in Weaverville. I can go to these places in Scripture because there's a little cabin in the woods there. There's a little place that I get to retreat to anytime I want. And it doesn't mean that's the end of it. It means that's the launching pad because he wants to open up more to me. He wants to teach me more about his heart, his ways, his nature, his hope, his promise for me. And so I like to go to the cabin in the woods, that verse, that thing where you have history. For some of you, you know, you've known the Lord a very short time, but you just remember the moment you received Christ, somebody spoke a scripture. Guess what? That's your cabin in the woods. It may have been John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Is there any greater verse in the Bible? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That may be your cabin in the woods. But the point is, everybody has one.
Yeah.
And if you forgot where it is, get your map out and find it. Because it's not about survival. You're going to survive. It's how are you going to survive? I want to survive thriving.
Yeah.
I want thriving to be my survival instinct. I want to make it through whatever it is that I face in life in a way, first of all, that pleases him. Secondly, and this may sound selfish, but is healthy for my own person. Now, it's got to be healthy for me. When you get on the airplane, the stewardess says, put the oxygen mask on yourself first, then on those around you who need assistance. If you don't take care of yourself, you won't be around to take care of those that you care for.
Yeah.
It's not selfish to take care of yourself. It's a responsibility. I owe you taking care of me. Create your history so that as you're in your daily reading of Scripture and you read that verse, you go, oh, yeah. Oh, God, I'll never forget how you met me there. And something begins to happen. It's not your imagination recreating. It's the fact that you're meeting with the timeless one whose voice echoes throughout eternity. And this that he has spoken will never be forgotten. For a number of weeks, the real priority of my life is simplicity, just to simplify. Somebody, I mentioned it sometime this week, and a lady came up afterwards, and she was talking to me about, I think it was like balsamic vinegar or something, but when you cook it down, it's reduction. You reduce it, and it's more intense. So simplicity intensifies what's important. It intensifies. It adds oomph to whatever it is that you're saying yes to. You know, it's like there are times we can have, you know, a dozen things going on in our life, but this isn't that season for me. It may be for you, but for me, it's just like I got one gauge idiot light on my dashboard, and it's the presence of God. It's his mood. It's his heart. It's what can I sense from him? Always involves Scripture. Always. Always. I will not go a day without reading Scripture. The last time I remember not reading Scripture, I woke up at 2 or something in the morning with kidney stones. There's an experience you don't want to ever have again. My goodness, that was horrible. Benny was on a retreat and I had the kids at home. And so I called my doctor. He says, I'll meet you at the hospital. I said, I can't drive. So he came to pick me up. I called Chris. I said, Chris, meet me at the hospital. So they took me in early in the morning and gave me morphine. What a glorious drug. My goodness gracious. I'm serious. I'm not trying to promote anything. I'm just saying my heart was filled with thankfulness as I ascended the heights. And when it was all over, I came to and I didn't read the Bible that day. I wasn't sure I remembered how to read that day, but I was quite happy. Let's just put it that way. I can't. It's not like it's this great discipline. There's discipline involved, I guess. But it doesn't ever turn to discipline. I don't need discipline to stay in the book anymore. It's become such a part of my breathing. It's my breath. We're alive because he talks. We're alive because he speaks. And I want to engage. I want to read with him. I want to sit down and read. Listen to this. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you'll not be burned, nor the flame scorch you. He didn't say if. He said when. And he didn't say when you walk through the floodwaters and through the fire, you're just walking through something I created for you. It's a real mess and I hope you make it. You know, it's not that. It's a father saying, listen, you're still on a planet filled with sin. There are things that happen in life that were never meant for you, but they happen just the same. So I'm giving you an answer before you have the question. I'm giving you a solution before you have a problem. And here it is. It's my promise. It's what he did in the 23rd Psalm. I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. It's there. It's there. Don't allow a season to be defined by your problem.
Come on. Yeah, I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us. And it's Psalms 20, it's verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.